Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Manchester United press conference, and joining me to react to that are Adam Smith, Cathy Long and Mike Kearney. There's a few things that came up in that press conference. We're going to have a bit of a chat about Sadio Mane, the goal-scoring extraordinaire. We're going to have a bit of a chat about Mo Salah, the not-so-goal-scoring extraordinaire. We're going to have Ant Shaw coming up in the second part of the show, and we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But Adam, I'll come to you first, because I thought Jurgen was quite interesting on Salah in particular at the moment, given the sort of lean form, as Vinnie O'Connor described it in his press conference there. But Jurgen Klopp said it's a completely normal spell that Mo is going through. We've spoken about all the physical demands he's faced in the last few months. It's only a question of time when he scores. He also goes on to say that he was pleased with Mo's performance at the weekend as well. And to be honest, I think that's one of the main things for me, is that, you know, even if Salah isn't scoring the goals, I think the thing that would worry me most is if he wasn't backing it up with good performances. But the performance is there, it's just that the goals aren't at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's really easy as football fans to get obsessed with goals and assists, and that kind of be the, you know, for forwards, I mean, or kind of attacking midfielders, that kind of sense of if they're not scoring goals and they're not getting assists, then they're not performing, and that's not true, right? But at the same time, Mo Salah's set himself a bar that is almost impossible to keep up with, and it's just incredible what he's achieved in the past. That means that now we're looking at him going, oh, he's not doing great, is he? I mean, he's still performing at an unbelievable level. I think it was Philippa Smallwood made the point about the goal for Mane, the second goal, that it's Salah's movement that drags Cancelo into the centre and leaves the space for Mane. I mean, it's still an incredible finish for Mane, but he maybe doesn't have the time and the space if Salah isn't having the movement to take him away. I think my only slight problem at the moment is that it just looks sometimes like he's not quite sure what to do. Like he knows he's not maybe in the best goal scoring form at the moment. So he gets in a position and there's just a split second of doubt of whether he's going to have a shot or try and cross it or pass it. And then nothing comes off from what he's trying to do. When normally he's sort of at his best when he's instinctive, you know, when he just goes, bang, this is what I'm going to do. Bump, it's done. That's when he's at his best, and when he's thinking about things, it's maybe not as good. But I think it can also paint a picture when he should do something, and you feel like he should score that one right at the end, you know, when it kind of goes into the side netting. He should score that, so you come away from that kind of being like, nah, he's just not. But as soon as he puts one in the back of the net, for me, he's going to explode again, and that'll be great for this latter half of the season.